Officials in Gulf Breeze are forming a task force to look into the drainage problems in the city. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
We were on the edge of our seats for a while, but it wasn't enough to create any problems.
That's Buzz Eddy, city manager of Gulf Breeze, talking about the thunderstorms that brought some heavy rains to the region this past Wednesday. A high water table and some areas still withstanding water had the city preparing for the worst. And preparation is a hot topic in Gulf Breeze. The city has announced the formation of a stormwater task force.
The first thing they'll do is kind of look at the status of the city's stormwater infrastructure, look at the conditions that led to the flooding, listen to the citizens to get a description of what actually happened, and then our maintenance practices, and then make some recommendations back to the city council as to if there are improvements that need to be made, here is a list of things for the council to consider.
The task force will be a City of Gulf Breeze entity with no involvement from the state or county and will be made up of volunteers. Buzz Eddy said they were careful about trying to invite the right people to participate.
They tried to get people who were impacted by the flood. They tried to get people who have expertise in the field. They tried to get business people that maybe own property that was impacted and have repaired that property before.
Eddy expects the task force will make both short and long-term recommendations to the city. There's no timetable set for the task force to complete its work and make those recommendations. Final approval on the formation and makeup of the group should happen at Monday's regular council meeting.
They've nominated 11 people for the task force, and it should be a matter of routine to finalize that Monday.
Meanwhile, recovery from the floods continues in Gulf Breeze. Debris pickup has been going on throughout the city, and many residents have applied for aid from FEMA representatives who are headquartered at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. City manager Buzz Eddy guesses that about 200 to 300 people from Gulf Breeze have applied for the assistance. And while things are beginning to return to normal, the city is taking no chances. There are still over a dozen temporary pumps set up around Gulf Breeze, and Eddy says they're not going anywhere anytime soon. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.